Welcome to Kitzur BeKitzur. We're up to Simen Kuf Lamed Hey, the halachas of sitting in a sukkah, Sif Aleph. The pasuk says, Basukkos Teshvu Shivas Yomim, and we explain, Basukkos Teshvu means that you should live in the sukkah. You should be dor in the sukkah. It doesn't mean literally to just sit in it. You should actually make it your home. The Torah is telling us that for 7 days it should become your home, just like you live in your house the rest of the year. Bring in all of your beautiful stuff. The fancy couch coverings. You should eat, drink, learn Torah, relax, chill, sleep in the sukkah. Even just schmoozing with your friend. Take the conversation into the sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah says, obviously you have to be extra careful when talking in a sukkah from speaking things that we're not allowed to say. However, the Sharet Zion says that if one has to talk about business things, he shouldn't leave the sukkah. Because any time you spend in the sukkah is a mitzvah. So too, if someone is davening b'yechidus, he should daven in the sukkah. Gabe mitzvah sukkah, the pasuk says, "Leman yedu deir seichem ki basukkah seshavti es bnei Yisrael beit seisi aysam eretz Mitzrayim." Therefore, we have to have in mind when sitting in the sukkah that Hashem gave us a mitzvah. He told us to sit in the sukkah in order to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Mishnah Berurah says that if someone sits in the sukkah just having in mind, I'm sitting in a sukkah without Yitzias Mitzrayim, he's still Yitzias Mitzvah of sukkah. Now there is a machlokes when the Torah tells us that we were in sukkahs leaving Mitzrayim. What were those sukkahs? So Eliezer says that sukkah was talking about the Anani HaKavod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that protected us in the Midbar, so that the sun and the heat wouldn't, and other things, wouldn't affect us negatively. The Mishnah Berurah says that this should also be part of our Kavana. Remember the Anani HaKavod. We're going back into the Anani HaKavod. Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, says that there were literal sukkahs, literal tents, huts, that we traveled with in the Midbar that protected us from the scorching sun. And even though we were living in huts, we weren't in any city. We were very, very alone. Hashem still took care of us in those huts. And even though we left Mitzrayim in Nisan, we don't build our sukkah in Nisan. Because the beginning of Nisan is already the beginning of the summer. And people, you know, put up their gazebos at the beginning of the summer. And we want to show that we are going into the sukkah because of mitzvahs Hashem, not because it's nice weather outside. Therefore, Hashem put the mitzvah of sukkah in the 7th month, in Tishrei, when it's starting to rain. We say, Mashav Racham Arda Geshem Redi Sukkahs. And normally people put away their huts, their tents, their gazebos around this time, and they go indoors. And we do exactly the opposite. We head outside as the rain season comes in to show everybody that this is Mitzvahs HaMelech, that we are dutifully performing. Next, the Kitzur says, we have to treat the sukkah respectfully. It shouldn't look like a contemptuous mitzvah, therefore. If there's any kalim that are not kovedik, don't bring it into the sukkah. Like pots or barrels of water, storage containers that store their flour, a mixing bowl, a cauldron, a frying pan, a grinder, these tool-like objects, anything that you don't bring into the living room or the dining room shouldn't be brought into the sukkah. The plates as well. Take them out of the sukkah after done eating with them. The cups, the drinking utensils, that can stay in the sukkah. There's a minug, not to bring any kli cheres, earthenware lamps into the sukkah, because after lighting these clay lamps, they would get repulsive. The Mishnah Berurah also says if you have a small sukkah, don't bring your candles in if it's going to be anywhere near the walls or the schach, because that could be a fire hazard. You also shouldn't do any bizoyundiga activities in the sukkah, like washing dishes. You can rinse out your cup, but no full dishes. It's vade osir to urinate in the sukkah, even into a kli. Even though this is something that one does in his house, in the bathroom, that's not to be done in the sukkah. It is mutter to have tashmish amito in the sukkah, because the ikar mitzvah of sukkah is a man together with his wife. If someone is over these halachas and he does bring kalim into the sukkah, which are not kovedig, it doesn't passel the sukkah. But when they're there, he shouldn't make the bracha of leishiv basukkah until he takes them out. Since there is a shita that holds that, the chachamim passel your sukkah if there are bizoyin diga kalim in it. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.